You know, it'd have to be important to bring us away from home.
Uh-huh.
We're in New York to introduce a new chair for Herman Miller.
Uh-huh.
And we're here so that your home audience can get a first look at it.
Fine. Well, we're looking forward to this first look. And did you notice the way Mr. Eames said our and we? Well, that is, of course, because almost always when there's a successful man, there is a very interesting and able woman behind him. And a better case could seldom be found than in Ray and Charles Eames. Come on in, Ray. Hello, I'm so happy to see you. This is Mrs. Eames, and she's going to tell us how she helps Charles design his chairs. How do you manage that?
Well, aside from serving as an extreme in the testing, there are a million things. But I think the most difficult thing is to keep the big idea, to be able to look critically at the work. But actually, this applies to everyone in the office, including Charles.
Yes, well, I think it's the best, it's almost the best thing to have in a working family, is a critical viewpoint of your work so that you can improve along with it. Otherwise, you might be stagnant or stand still, which is certainly not the case with Eames. I wonder if you'd tell us some of the highlights of your careers in designing these chairs. How did you happen to get started with chairs?
Well, Ray was a painter. Ray worked here in New York with Hans Hoffman for a long time, which is a pretty good start. I'm an architect. I always had a background of an architect, and I don't know if you know, architects think that everything comes under the heading of architecture, whether it's chairs or space platforms, everything.
Yes, even dresses.
Oh, by all means, they have structure.
Everything is architecturally built. Well, I noticed that each of the chairs that we have here is slightly different in appearance from the original chair. I wonder if you're going to maybe take us through and show how the Eames chair is developed.
I think this would be quite a chore. Actually, the mold of plywood chairs are a result of working with a mass production technique and, in a way, letting the mass production technique show through in the result.
Uh-huh.
In the case of the plastic chairs, the object was to take a material which was a high-performance material developed during the war and try to make it available to householders at non-military prices.
Uh-huh. And it's very practical, is it?
Well, they made shock helmets out of it.
Uh-huh.
It would be pretty good. The wire and the upholstered wire pieces, these are for old materials, but they're combined in a way to give a high strength, light weight, and high performance result. The things are different, but this doesn't mean the attitude is different. It's just that there was a different objective in each case.
During the war, you know, Mr. Eames molded designs were adapted for splints, weren't they, for the boys? And then you continued along with your designs after that. Is there a basic theory of design for your chairs? Is there a basic theory you can talk to us about?
Well, there's one. I don't know whether I can talk about it. The attitude in all of them is really the same. We've never designed for a fashion or with the idea of fitting them. Herman Miller Furniture Company has never, ever requested that we do pieces for a market, for an annual.
You want to create your own market?
Yes, and the timing is more or less our own. Sometimes it's too slow, but we are allowed them to follow it through.
Your house shows very well.
it'd be a better idea if we would just build it for you right here and you could see something about it. I think it'd be a better idea if we would just build it for you right here and you could see something about it. I think it'd be a better idea if we would just build it for you right here and you could see something about it.